For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Tiny, you've been
soft. Fucking with Guru till I die. It's all Guru all the time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, really? It's all Guru all the time. I'm just coming along for the ride.
Oh, yeah. Come on, you're okay. The captain of the ship, man.
Dude, I am so damn excited about tonight. Chiefs minus three. Who you got? Chiefs minus three. I'm taking...
I'll take Baltimore because I got Lamar Jackson on my team.
He's in one of my six leagues, so I'm looking for... But still, I want Kansas City to win.
Okay.
Yeah, I want them to three-peat if the Niners don't win it.
Hey, we had a great...
Dallas ain't winning it.
Wait, first of all, how do you root
exactly
for any player or team when you have probably every player in the league on one of your six fantasy teams?
I'll root for Lamar to ball out. Chiefs get a big lead, and then he's just running and throwing and adding up points for me.
But you're also probably playing Lamar in one of your leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're kind of defeating the purpose of playing, aren't you?
Damn.
I bet you wish you had it to do over again. You'd only be in four.
Evan, you kind of... Maybe I'm spreading myself a little too thin in these six leagues. Dude, you just... Wow! Hey, it all... Yeah, works out at the end.
So if you weren't at the summit yesterday at Fremont Bank in Fremont, it was a lot of fun. And I'm just going to play some of the highlights real quick. I don't know what these are, but let's just listen.
I said the Eagles, and I'll say the Rams. I'll go those two, I think,
name
were in front of the...
Name a defensive player on the Rams.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't like that.
I went back and listened to that. That damn Shasky.
Hey, but I didn't like that. I get that 10-2 every day.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that part
at the end. All right, now I want you to bear with me.
Yeah,
bear with me right now. And this is not... I'm not trolling.
Well,
I want to get into the mind of 49er fans. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
If I told you that you could win a Super Bowl this year. Okay, you win it. You get to win a Super Bowl this year,
yep.
But then there's going to be a playoff drought of 5 years. Plain and simple. You could have that choice, or you could have this choice. I'm not saying you won't win a Super Bowl, but what I'm saying is you take this team where it's at right now, and you give yourself a chance for the next 4 or 5 years.
I am taking the first platter, my friend.
Okay, so you would rather be like...
Win it all in five years.
Okay. Yep. Well, what about... So you would like to be... You'd like to be the New York Giants. They won it in 2011. They missed the playoffs. Lost in a wild card. Missed the playoffs. Lost in the division. Missed the playoffs.
I would take that.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you're wrong.
Well,
Evan?
His team's never... He's never seen them win, the Chargers.
I've never seen my team in a Super Bowl, so yes, I would...
That's
absolutely
incredible.
Take that.
Try to put yourself in a 49er fan who's won Super Bowls.
Am I 30 years old or 60 years old?
You are 30.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking that.
You're taking a Super Bowl?
Yes, they haven't won a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Okay.
Wow. See, they haven't won Spadoni either.
So you take a Super Bowl and a drought rather than I'm telling you right now.
I think the drought is
gonna be
easier when you know that you know what it's like to,
so
to taste it.
You want to be the Giants.
If that's what it is.
Okay.
If the drought's been your entire life, I think you're fine with a drought.
No, I'm not talking drought like you make the playoffs and don't... I'm talking you miss the playoffs for...
Well, that's a little...
No.
Yeah, I know. All right. But still, that's a penalty I would take.
You would.
I would. That's how much I respect Chip, Stoney, and that parade and that moment or that year of, you know what? We were the best. We conquered our goals. We set out to accomplish one common goal, and damn it, we did it. And if we stink the next 5 years, we stink, but we can always reflect. But like Evans, he's never seen his team win. Charger fans have never hoisted up the trophy.
Well, and that's why I get it. If you're a Charger, there's 12 teams that have never won the Super Bowl.
But you're saying Niners who have experienced, but some, Stoney, have not won in their lifetime.
Right. Can I assume that most fans, 49er fans, can I assume that you would take a Super Bowl this year and let's just say six straight non-playoff seasons afterwards, you don't win more than seven games in any of the following six seasons, or you just get the team right now and we go for it and we just let the chips fall where they may?
You got me thinking about the San Francisco Giants.
Why?
I mean, they won in 14 and haven't sniffed it.
Right.
Like, that's 10 years. That's a decade.
Exactly. So, let me ask you this.
You're making the 5 years look like it's going to sign me up. It's nothing.
I know, and I realize the Giants won three titles, but are Giants fans 10 years after their last World Series, like, where are they now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the lowest it's been in a while, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too. And would you want the 49ers to fall like that?
Man, a decade is that's a long time.
I mean,
man.
So they're going to
But it's happened already. Three decades.
They've been competitive in some of those decades.
Right, but if Stoney, you were doing radio and you might have been in 94, you'd have been like, you know what, the Niners, this thing is going to continue. Everything's going to be good. And then whatever reason, things happen and it doesn't.
What do you mean?
And it's another 30-year drought. Like I could hear you doing radio here in the Bay in 94 when the Niners had won it. Like, hey, this feeling's going to stay.
No
and
chance.
And even if we don't get it, we'll compete.
And they had Montana and Young, and they were both getting old.
Yeah, and look at Dallas, 30 years.
Right, but the Montana, that team aged out.
Yeah, well, I was more so Steve Young.
We have a quarterback now who's 23.
Right. But Stoney, it's more than just the quarterback. And that's why I go to Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Dak and Jalen Hurts. Even though you can have the quarterback and still be fluttering.
The Buffalo Bills and the Bengals, like, who are the teams you named?
Buffalo Bills, Bengals,
they're
Lamar
not
fluttering. Jackson.
They're perennial playoff teams, aren't they?
Well, I don't know how long you're going to wait. Some, I'm just saying, Raven fans like Forrest Gump at the bus stop for that team to get over the hump. They're like the AFC version of the Niners, but not getting to the bowl.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just 49er fans, I mean, I'm just trying to get a sense because I know you guys are hungry for a Super Bowl, so if I give you one this year, would you be willing to live with six, seven, 8 years of not making the playoffs? Or where we're at right now, and we take our chances knowing that, you know what, with Shanahan, with Purdy, Bosa's still young, we're going to be pretty good for a while. There's no right answer.
Yeah,
I would take the latter, but I'm not a 49er
just
fan. I'm not saying no chip.
No, I'm asking you, would you prefer no champion, no Super Bowl, but be a factor for eight straight years? You make the playoffs, but you just don't get it done. Like,
my point is I'm not saying you're competitive for 6 years, but you don't win a Super Bowl. I'm saying you take your chances, knowing you're going to be damn good for the next 4 or 5 years. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, good. Well, as soon as I heard you talking, I knew I had to call in. I was at the last three Super Bowls where we lost.
Okay.
And I'm a season ticket holder. I sit right on the 50-yard line in the first row, right behind the visitors team. Mm. And I would absolutely not want the 49ers to win a Super Bowl this year and not be competitive. I love our team, and I love our chances over the next 5 or 6 years. And I don't have to win a Super Bowl. I want to win a Super Bowl this year, but don't have to.
That, appreciate it. No, that and that's the other thing. I'm not saying
you don't want to
win a Super Bowl if you're picking the, you know, a team that's good over a decade or so. Like, here's another team. Yeah. So, would you want to be, how about the Denver Broncos? They won Manning's last year, Manning's last year in 16.
All right.
And they've stunk pretty much since, right?
Yeah.
The Broncos. You would take that. Man, I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
But see, the psyche of a fan, Steiny, is you never know what you're about to embark on. So when you say
that's
it like that,
why it's fun.
It's no doubt about it. But it's like, Steiny, what about the old adage, I give my right arm for this or that, you know, to have a big house or do this or that. You always hear that. But I guess a chip, a guy like Evan and Spadoni that have never, just like their team has never won, I'm sure he would, I'd take a decade of mediocrity as long as we won one. Like, it would be worth it to see something I never have. Now, that Niner fan, yeah, he lost it. He was there at the last three, but he's got those five to look back on, so that's different. He's been fed.
I also think this is a little bit of an indictment on fans' negativity. And here's what I mean. I wouldn't take, if you told me right now, the 49ers are winning the Super Bowl this year, and then they're going to miss the playoffs for 8 straight years.
Oh, that's a disaster.
As opposed to exactly where they're at right now, and they're a perennial playoff team. See, I would take the latter. And the reason I would take the latter is because I do believe they're going to win a Super Bowl at some point. I do.
But you just said the next 8 years was the price of the Super Bowl, so they wouldn't win in that scenario.
No, you're giving yourself a chance to win. I'm not saying you don't win a Super Bowl if you take the latter. I'm just saying, here's the reason I wouldn't take it, is because I think they might win it this year. So, like,
they can win multiple.
No.
You're looking at it like that, too. Is there a part of, I'm just asking. Are you looking at that 8 years like, we might run off more than one?
Maybe. But what I'm saying is, if you say, we have to have a Super Bowl this year, and I give up the next 8 years and we could stink, like, I wouldn't take that. Mm. And the reason I wouldn't take that is because I think we can win this year and be good for the next 5 years. Even though we're not I'm guaranteeing you a title. But where the 49ers are right now, I understand the frustration of not being able to break through, but this team's had 3 straight 12-5 years. They've been knocking on the door. Just keep knocking on the door. Mm. Of course you want to break through at some point. And I do think they will at some point if they keep fielding these kind of teams. Murillo is in Petaluma.
Oh, God.
What's up, Murillo? How you doing, buddy?
Everything is swell, man. Can't complain. Beautiful day. Summer. Been amazing. Look, come on, Guru. Let's side with the logic here. 10 years of mediocrity in exchange for one. Look, here's what I love, and I think I'm not a 49ers fan. You guys, I usually call in the Warriors season, but I like your show. By the way, you guys are knocking out the park. I was listening to the summit yesterday. I love the chemistry that you guys built within the other shows. It's really good to see.
Thank you.
But my point is, what the 49ers built here, it seems like you guys forgot the Chip Kelly years. What you guys built here is amazing. There's a sense of belonging from the fans. This franchise is in the best place that it could be in the past 30 years. And no, nobody should exchange 10 years of mediocrity for one ring when you're going to live in the darkness. Nothing is guaranteed when it comes to the finals. You need to deserve, and they're almost there. So I think they should not take for granted what's going on right now. Just keep what they have, and I think this administration has done a great job. Fans just need to be a little more patient and not so fanatic, Guru. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate the show. Have a good rest. Yeah.
Love you, Morelli. But Stoddy, honestly, your question first was 5 years. 10 years is a lot. That's a long time of losing. But the first one initially was 5 years. But
okay,
yeah.
I still wouldn't do it.
Man.
I still wouldn't do it. Because here's why. Because I look at this team and think, I'll tell you what, we're going to be good for, we should be good for a while. I know good's not enough. But good gets you in the game every single year. We just have somebody's saying, well, the reason I would take that is because my team, quote unquote, the Eagles, have won one recently. No.
That's, man, they could have won too.
I'm not really an Eagles fan. I don't really have a team. Yeah. I root for certain teams during certain years. But what I'm getting at is, I do think, give me the consistency of...
almost, of getting there, being a player.
Every year.
Wow.
I gotta do it, because, like, to me, that's the first step you must take, is you got to make the playoffs first.
So it's almost like, I know you don't gamble. Steiny, I'm watching poker,
yeah,
the tournament of poker. So you're saying you wouldn't rather win one hand and lose five. You'd rather almost be close of all the hands, but never win it. Like,
No.
That to me is
I'm not saying you never win it. I'm saying you take your chances.
And that, you know what? You did. And I'm looking at it. I got you.
I guess what I'm saying is, okay, just to take it a little more hypothetical. All right, you got two choices. 49ers win a Super Bowl this year, and then for the next 6 years, they go 7-10, 6 straight years. Or would you take the 49ers right now, and I'm telling you, they're going to win at least 11 games every, or 10 games. They're going to make the playoffs every year for the next six.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm just asking what kind of fan you guys are.
The price is so steep when you say 7-10, 5. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
but yeah, that parade.
Yep.
And that marked in the history books that will never go away, of whatever year you wanted this year,
right,
you would be the champ. Wow.
Just a couple from the Xfinity Mobile text line. 408, I want greatness. One Super Bowl is great, but not dynamic. I want the dynasty. Give me the option of having a shot at that, Steiny. We will get at least one in there. No risk, no glory. No glory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else.
Shout out Denzel.
925, I'm taking the Super Bowl now and a 5-year draft.
I feel that.
Playoffs and Super Bowl appearances mean nothing unless you win it. So we basically win that end the Super Bowl drought right now. Okay.
Yeah. Steiny, it's been 1994.
Yeah.
And I know that's not Kyle's problem. You know, that ain't on there. You know, a bunch of different coaches, but just that's a long ass time.
Yeah. TJ's in Menlo Park. What's up, TJ? How you doing?
Hey, Steiny and Guru.
Hey.
Hey, I was a long-suffering Seahawks fan for a long time.
Okay.
And when they won that Super Bowl, after that, they kind of started fizzling out, you know, got worse each year. And I would take that one Super Bowl for sure. If it's a guaranteed Super Bowl, you take it, because you never know if you're going to get back.
Mm. Fair enough.
Thanks a lot, Steinmetz.
I don't know what that was.
The hell's that?
He called in. He's a fan.
I don't want fans like that.
Dude, he...
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
Or that.
Ah, I like her. Tits.
Here, I'll do it this way. Why do it this way? Because I'll...
You've proven your point. What if I say
no,
that?
No, there's no point to prove.
No, yeah.
I'm not right.
Yeah. No, it's just...
I'm not right. I'm just...
Like, I if we were doing, I keep doing this, Steiny, I know you hate it. If we were on the air in 1994 when the Niners won and beat the Chargers, we probably would have thought, man, they about to win. You know what I mean? And even if they don't get them in the next 6 years, they'll probably go. And you know what, partner? It's a boy. 1990. What was going? We don't even know what the hot music was then, and the best movie. And I'm just, you know what? That's a long time.
I blew this because what I should have said is I should have just made it easy and said, "Would you give up? Would you? Your choices are where we're at right now, or you will win a Super Bowl this year." But then you will become exactly like the New York Giants for the next 12 years. Because that's really what we're talking about. That's the kind of team I'm talking about. In 2011, the Giants won the Super Bowl. And then they went, this is what they did. Missed the playoffs. Lost in a wild card. Missed the playoffs.
Yikes.
Lost in the division. Missed the playoffs. That's all I'm at, yeah. You know.
And that's sobering. Like, who wants to sign up for that? But good God.
But you get a Super Bowl.
And I'll tell you what.
You get a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. I think you can understand, though.
I can understand both sides.
1994 is a long...
I can understand both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think one of the reasons I'm making the choice that I'm making is because, you know, I've been around a while, and for me, it's like, God, just give me a team that's knocking on the door every year, and we'll break through at some point.
Yeah.
Dre's in Lemoore. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
Oh, man.
Oh. All right, let's go to... Eric in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing, my man?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I've been out here about 10 years in the Bay, and I was a Redskins fan for my whole life. It took me a long time to switch over to the Niners, but we would have killed as Redskins fans to have 7-10 seasons. You know, for a long time there, we won our Super Bowls in the early 90s, and it fades away quickly. So, I mean, mediocrity is tough to live with as a fan. Redskins got their own problems on the side. But I think my question for you guys is, where do you see Purdy ending up here? He's going to get paid. He deserves to get paid. Is he going to end up being an Aaron Rodgers, a Drew Brees? He wins one Super Bowl, but he's in that caliber of quarterback? Or is he going to end up being a Brad Johnson, a Trent Dilfer, kind of what it is? I mean, they're not going to be able to pay everybody when they pay him $40 million. We already got 8 guys over 15. How's it going to net out with Purdy in this situation, and where do you think his legacy is going
to
end up?
Man, he's got the perfect coach, Donnie, to keep him there.
Yeah, I'd say between those two. You know, to me, who, Rodgers and who was the other one
Drew Brees.
Rodgers and Brees, well, I think, are both Hall of Famers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are just... No, I think it'll be somewhere in between there. All right, I see you phone calls. I'll get to those on the other side. Also, Steve Weish, NFL Network. He's coming up in 10 minutes, 15 minutes at 11:40. At 11:40, don't miss the kickoff show on Monday with Willard and Dibbs live. 2 hours before the start of the game, join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. Presented by Habas Law, you've been wronged? Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Spider Sally. We should hit him up tomorrow.
We'll catch up with him tomorrow.
Make it a win. Yeah.
After work, he's coming out with us. He's that good a friend. All right, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
He's bringing Fogarty.
By the
way. That's pretty good. That's his neighbor.
Hey, 49er fans. You see who your latest fan is?
If I give you $1,000 to bet on one team to win the Super Bowl, all the odds are the same. Who are you picking? Guru, go.
I think it's going to be the first time we ever seen it, a three-peat from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Steiny? God, I hate to agree with him. You don't have to be.
You never do.
This is the Niners' year.
Yeah! Wow!
I am not a crook. Richard Nixon. As always, Matt Steinmetz, man of the people. Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. We're going, fans. We're going.
After you just, I can't use the word earlier to them, and then you get them back that way.
What?
Remember, you damn don't matter. You don't matter. Then you double back and end it with that. You are special.
See, but that's the beauty of
slap them and then kiss them.
It's the beauty of our audience. They get that I'm just messing a little bit.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
Oh, but boy. I wasn't messing there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and order the rings now.
No, you said Chiefs.
No, I didn't.
You said you're giving them.
Yeah. But then I thought how wrong you are most of the time, and I went in a different direction. That's all.
That was a one.
That's right. From the 650, Steiner! Yep. Let's go, Niners. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Now, if Evan or Spadoni could cue up the sound of you putting it in the cap, they'll never win under Kyle.
What about this one?
49ers. They're in a shambles.
Just that was a fast.
That was from a few weeks ago.
Dude, Trent's back. Ayuk's back.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! We're out there Monday, man.
We are out there Monday.
So get this.
Yeah, give it to me.
I work out before I'm a bump on a pickle or a couch potato. Steiny, I go to the gym early. It's going to be 12 hours Saturday.
Take some calls.
Followed by another 12 Sunday. And then we're in the belly of the beast Monday. And then we're going to watch the Niners Jets on Monday Night Football.
Yes,
Who's
sir.
Who's got it better than us? Pinch me.
Grandpa Daddy, he was in the Grandpa Daddy was in the house last night.
Two Stevie guys Weiss. Had their daughters with them. Two beautiful baby Chess and his daughter was beautiful.
By the way, we got Steve Weiss, NFL Network, coming up in five minutes. Grandpa Daddy, what's up, man?
Man, I love you guys, man. You guys are great. It was so much fun kicking it with you guys, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I wasn't dressed so appropriately, you know. I just got off work, but it was wonderful, man.
Thank you.
And I want to say this: I'm a Niner fan. You know when I converted? I converted. I used to be a Dallas Cowboy fan, and then that Dwight Clark catch.
And what happened?
Broke my heart. I became a Niner fan after that.
Oh my God. If you can't beat him, join him. Wow. That's wild, Grandpa Daddy.
Grandpa Daddy, you just switched teams.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go Jerry Springer. You are not loyal.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming out, Grandpa. Appreciate it.
Invite him to the comedy set. You'll get a laugh.
Who? Grandpa Daddy?
Grandpa Daddy. He laughs like it was the funniest
thing. He had his granddaughter there last night.
Oh, I thought that was his daughter. Oh, he looks good. I thought that, and you were talking to her up that study with the kids. I thought that was his. Oh, no.
His name is literally Grandpa.
Now,
God love him. He looks great for his age.
Hey, that went over my head.
Grandpa, that's you look great for your age.
His name, Goo, is Grandpa Daddy. That was his granddaughter. My bad.
Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hey, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, Dynamite.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Hey, man, thank you for putting me on. Great show. You guys are killing it.
Oh,
but I got to say, you guys are delusional if you don't think that you would change 6 years of mediocrity or 10 years for a Super Bowl ring, because it's been 30 years,
yeah,
and we would have had three, and I wouldn't be, I would be just ecstatic for three in 30 years. My second point, real quick, is at a Super Bowl. Man, I'm so disgusted, demoralized. After they lost, I still haven't got the courage to watch it again. I was so demoralized. My wife told me, babe, you can do whatever you want to me. And I couldn't touch her that night, man. That's how demoralized I was.
Yeah.
They need to score at least 50 points. Three out of the five Super Bowls, they scored 50 points, 40 points, 38 points. They had Mahomes by the balls, and they let him go. Yeah. Man, that's all I got, fellas. Yeah. I
put
just
it behind you.
Yeah. To just bang.
Thanks,
back.
Mike.
You need the little
call.
Blue. I've been there, Steiny. It affects your mood. The Blue Chew wasn't helping. He said it. He couldn't.
What the hell was that?
He said he wasn't ready for euphoria because he was so down with what happened, man. People take it real.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
Huh?
Hate to see it.
1994. I'm trying to cue up some stuff that was happening. What were the Warriors in 94? That was Weber's rookie year. Nah.
I think so. 93, 94?
Oh, my. I think it was good 94, times.
I think they went to the playoffs.
Oh,
and then,
lost to Phoenix.
And then 94, 95, they started the drought.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The drought. That's the drought. I've never heard it called that.
The drought. The drought.
Yeah. Like, the drought.
Trust me. You don't want that kind of 12-year drought if you're the San Francisco 49ers.
Or my high school record.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Coming up momentarily, Steve Wyche, NFL
Network.
What
are you going to ask him?
It's a good question.
I will bring up the Philly, the Brazil game tomorrow, Stein. Have you seen the pictures of the field they're playing on?
No.
It looks like a prison yard.
Well, he's in Kansas City.
Okay, we'll ask him about that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and the Niners, but...
Right. Yeah. By the way, I was looking at the...
Real quick, Steiny, if I may. We're getting a lot of calls in here. One from one Dan Dibley, of course, of Willard and Dibbs.
He called?
And then Grandpa Daddy called back. Just to reiterate, that was his daughter, Steiny.
I'm so sick of you sometimes.
Hence the name Grandpa Daddy, because he's like old enough to be a grandpa, but he's also a dad.
And I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what? Then Grandpa Daddy...
Stood up for yourself, goo!
He gave me bad info.
No, you heard bad. We're getting old, partner. When are you going to get a heart? I knew that was his daughter. And let you talk me out of it.
Grandpa doing work.
I said he looked young. What did Dibs want? He called.
You know those guys. They're on pins and needles just itching to call in and say,
because he's also kind of like a grandpa daddy. He's old enough to be a grandpa, but he's a dad. That's
not,
why.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that is good.
What am I going to ask Steve Wyche?
It was a throwaway line.
You know what? I'd like to get some good info out of him.
Well, he's the man.
Yeah. What are you going to ask him?
About the Brazil game. Now, I'm a just...
He's in
Niners.
Kansas City.
I understand. I can't wait. Yeah. Dude, we got football tonight. Where are you watching? That's my question to you.
Probably at home.
Well.
All right. Let's go to
Steve.
It. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's introduce Steve Wyche, NFL Network's chief national reporter. Steve, how you doing? I understand you're in Kansas City. Is that correct?
I am getting ready to head over to Arrowhead shortly to beat all the crazy fans trying to get into the stadium.
Let's go.
When I was looking at some preseason stuff and some predictions, and it feels like the 49ers in the NFC are overwhelming favorites as the best team. Where is Kansas City, though, in the AFC when you look at some of the other top teams? Are they a clear notch above those other teams, or are they gettable?
They're gettable. They're not a clear notch. When you look at some of the other rosters, you look at like the Texans and the Ravens roster, and they're probably deeper. But I mean, the Chiefs are the best player in the NFL. I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
And that's always the swing vote at that position, right? So that and the fact that their defense is so good and so young, we don't talk enough about their defense, is why I still think they're the favorite because of Mahomes and that defense. But the AFC is just so loaded. And then the whole history of just getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it three times is probably playing into some of those projections as to them being gettable.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I feel the same way about Mahomes. I label him Steph Curry at the quarterback position. I'd like to get your thoughts on the Niners offseason? And was there any part of you at any time that thought, you know what, Brandon Ayuk will actually not be in a uniform, a Niner uniform?
There were points, I think, where I probably thought that when you heard a lot of the trade conjecture, because you didn't hear it about the other players, you know, about the Kittles and the guys like that and the Boses or anything like that. And he seemed to be on board with being moved, at least to some degree, whether to create leverage or whatever. But, you know, my whole feeling was, man, he just – the connection him and Brock Purdy have is, you know, it doesn't get talked about enough how good they are together. And I think that played into him really not wanting to go. Plus, the Niners coming up with the money at the very end. But there were some points when it just didn't get done where I thought he could possibly be moved.
Steve Weiss joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. What about the idea of a Super Bowl hangover for the Niners? Very few teams go to a Super Bowl and lose and then come back and get to the Super Bowl again. Is that a real thing? And are the 49ers prepared to deal with it if it is?
Well, I mean, it's a real thing just because when you talk to teams that go through it, when you play deep into the offseason year after year, I mean, it wears you. And then there's always, you know, the coaching departures, you know, that wear a team down. We saw that happen to the Rams with all the coaches they've lost. San Francisco's been able to kind of avoid that because, you know, you've seen all the coordinators and coaches they've lost. And part of it's because of just from the top, the leadership, and then, of course, Kyle and everything they've got going on. And they've got the best players at their positions. You know, so many positions in the league. So I think it's real. Again, I think there's some of the mental fatigue of having to play at a high level and taking everybody's best shot. But I think there's also probably a heightened urgency this year with the Niners knowing that this unit could come unglued next year when Brock Purdy has to be paid, with so many guys being paid at the top of the market at their positions.
Wow. Steve, we had a summit at Fremont Bank yesterday, a Niner summit, and a lot of fans, you know, were calling for Nick Bosa to have a big year after, not a down year, but he held out and he admitted he tired at the end. And I'm curious, from your perspective, is he a product of what's on the line, him and Hargrave? Or when you get a contract like Bosa, there are no excuses of what you don't have next to you. You got to go out and get the quarterback.
He's a great player. He's not a product of scheme or the. He's a great player. So yeah, he's got to go out and play. I mean, he's admitted that arriving to the team late impacted him. Well, he's been there all season long, and I expect him to have a great season again. I mean, team scheme against him and this and that, but he is the type of guy, even if he's not registering 15, 16 sacks, who is absolutely disruptive to offenses, and I have no doubt he'll get back to that type of form.
Steve, obviously Christian McCaffrey had a great year last year, and he was used an awful lot. I'm looking at his age. He's 28. Is this about the time in a running back's career where the team's got to more closely monitor maybe his touches or his workload?
Yes. I mean, especially for him. And you saw how he didn't get overloaded in training camp. Yeah, I know he had the calf. But, you know, you don't want to necessarily bury him. They relied on him so much last season, you know, when Debo got hurt, you know, and guys like that. You know, they probably, to some degree, will lighten the load a little bit, not a ton. If Kyle follows in the footsteps of his father, they're going to get the most out of running back year after year. But, I mean, Christian McCaffrey is such a special weapon in so many different ways. They'll probably, you know, again, they'll measure exactly how he's feeling physically, but I wouldn't assume that they're going to necessarily try to get him, you know, 400 touches or something crazy like that this season.
Steve, let me run this by you. Do you think the Niners are the best team in the NFC? And who do you think their biggest threat is?
I do think they're the best team in the NFC, and the biggest threat is Detroit.
Wow.
Just because Detroit has an incredibly talented and deep roster. And they're one of the few teams we've seen to really build year after year, like you see in the NBA, right, where teams get better and better and better and then finally get over the hump. Detroit's done that. Usually you see more, you know, ebbs and flows with the teams as they're kind of, okay, this team's really good this year. Okay, they're going to take a step back. Detroit hasn't done that. And Detroit should have been in the Super Bowl last year. I mean, they should have beaten the Niners if not for that, you know, collapse. You saw where they had the Niners. I mean, just a couple decisions that led to some mistakes in the second half of that game. The Niners get in. I mean, the Packers had the Niners as well the week before. So I think Detroit is probably their biggest threat, even though in the NFC West, I mean, the Seahawks and the Rams are going to be right there giving them hell, but we tend to say that every year too.
Steve, let me throw this one at you. If I asked you, what's your most intriguing team in the NFL this year, what team would you say and why?
Wow. I mean, I could take that in a lot of different directions, but I'm probably going to say the Houston Texans. Mm. And I say that because you look up and down, and they may have the most talented roster in the NFL. I mean, they are loaded, and they are too deep at nearly every spot. So was last year what we saw out of them kind of the ascent that like we saw the Lions that I was just talking about, where they can keep building on it year after year? Or was it, you know, hey, this flash spike where they caught teams off guard and now they have to learn how to play with expectations and a team that's had some success? I think they're going to be really good because they're quarterback. I mean, CJ Stroud's pretty special. They've got some great coaches down there. And like I said, they've got talent. But intrigue-wise, they are at the top of my list.
Do you think the off-season distraction, Steve, from what the Niners have experienced will impact them at all this season?
No. No, I mean, this team is rock solid. Even if they get off to a slow start, they're just too veteran of a group. They're too well-led in so many areas of the franchise. I mean, from coaching to player development to things like that. I don't think this is going to be an issue whatsoever.
Steve, thank you so much. Enjoy the game
Thanks.
Tonight, and we'll be watching, man.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. That's Steve Wyche, NFL Network, and he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Wow. What stood out to you? He said Detroit had him, like I've been telling you. We saw it 24-7, Stoney and Green Bay.
Well, what stood out to me is this. The Houston Texans, they may have the most talented roster in the NFL.
Right.
The Houston Texans.
Okay, well.
So there you go.
But they don't have the skins on the wall like the Niners. We're talking about the Niners have been that, you know. So if it's a tie, or let's just say he's right, Houston.
He is right. He's Wyche.
Your guy.
He's right. But see, he's a national, so he's got a perspective. Barrows is, you know, inside. Entrenched.
Oh, Matt was on yesterday. Matt was saying,
I'm just messing.
Yeah, as far as the Niner roster. But, dude, just I keep going to that.
What?
That Detroit game, that Pat, like, I can't shake that. And that's the beauty of what Monday represents in the game after Monday. Like,
okay.
Why was Detroit able to run it down their throat? Why was Detroit able to hold the Niners, like the Packers did, the Niner offense to 7 2/4 at home? Like, those answers are, those questions are going to be answered.
No, you know? Not. It's a different year.
Well, if the Jets Everything come in changes. Here and put it on them, it's one week. But then we got a week after that. And if we start saying, hey, this don't look like the Niner team early on, we'll talk accordingly.
So let me get this straight. You obviously can't shake the Niners losing in the Super Bowl. But now you can't shake their two wins in the playoffs?
Well, just like Steve talked about, the national guy, Steinier guy. Come on now, we all can keep it real. I mean, they went 15 rounds with the Packers and the Detroit Lions, who were on the come. That Detroit game, that coach blew that. And that's what he was doing. It's not a video game. Punt. Kick the field goal. You know, you got the lead. But he chose otherwise, so I'll just say this. I believe under the Kyle, and I mean this, Donnie, under the Kyle Shanahan era, this is the toughest the NFC has been with more than just a few teams. Philly, they got the talent. It's about what's going on. I got Dallas for dead. We'll see. The Rams. Who else we got? Seattle.
Well,
Detroit.
Here, I'll throw this at you, Goo.
Kirk Cousins. You don't know. Atlanta's got talent.
Oh, I forgot he was on Atlanta. So the Athletic put this out. They polled five executives, and they asked them to handicap the NFC by team.
Five executives.
In other words, who's the best, who's the second best, who's the third best in their minds.
Okay.
All right. Four out of the five executives have the Niners won. Four of five. One. Wow. And then one executive has the 49ers third in the NFC. I'll tell you what that smells like to me. This team is an overwhelming favorite in the NFC. I mean,
even
everybody acknowledges or seems to agree that the 49ers are the best team in the NFC and that they should be there.
Now, I'm not the overwhelming part. I'm a little, you know, no.
Well, I'm just saying, four out of five executives had them.
Well, they were in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But Detroit had them. Like, and that's what Steve, was his whole point. Like, and now the Lions are not going to be the cute little story. Hey, this is their first run. They're going to be like, hey, we're Billy Badass. We had this team. And I'm just saying, Stoney, what if that game, if they meet in the playoffs, is in Detroit?
Okay. Things then the 49ers like have to go to Detroit and win a game.
Like, I'm just, I guess what I'm saying is I do respect what Detroit has. I think they're lethal.
The Lions, one executive has them second.
Oh, you got this.
Another executive has them second. One executive has them first.
Wow.
He's obviously the same person who has the 49ers third. One executive has them fifth. And how about this one?
Where are you going?
One executive has them nine.
In the NFC?
Yep. And here's what he said. This is a great article.
Turn your badge in.
This is a great article because it's it has a little bit of...
Who wrote it, Stoney?
It was a compilation of a bunch of guys. But listen to what the guy said about the Rams. I'm sorry, the Lions. The one guy who's down on him says they treat third down like second down, and that was something that became very public as they went deeper. Teams are going to pick up on that, and they do play a tougher schedule, and now there's more pressure on them, and we'll see what they look like this year.
Wow. Now they treat third... Hey, Stoney, that's... Like, I'm not mad at that.
Now, the one executive who had him first said this about the Lions.
Yeah. The Lions.
There is a physical element to it. The Lions marry their pass game to their run game really well, and that is really hard to defend. I think they've added enough pieces to the back end of their defense to at least be league average. If you are that and you are still scoring points, then you are going to be difficult to deal with.
Yeah. They're a problem.
Yeah, I'll do the Niners first.
And before I get out of here, well, I should have texted you last night. I do want your Super Bowl prediction. Game that we're hours away from kickoff.
I just gave it last night.
The two teams.
Okay, 49ers and Chiefs. Hmm. 49ers get their revenge this year. Mm-hmm. 888-957-9570 is the number. I also want to get into Christian McCaffrey. Because Goo came in today and asked a very good question, which is, how do they maximize Christian McCaffrey without running him into the ground? Mm-hmm. How do you do that if you're the San Francisco 49ers? We'll talk about that on the other side. Also want to get into a couple of these league executives and what they've said
about
the San Francisco 49ers upcoming season. All right, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.